Radio.
Is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's July 5th, and we're at work.
We're here.
Okay, you're right. We're here, and we're working. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:07.
Some may not call this work.
On July 5th. Well, you come do this every day.
It's Independence Day. We're happy to be
alive. It's Independence Day. You know what? We're celebrating still Independence Day.
Proud to be here. And
yeah. Today, though, we had a couple changes in the show, and one of them is that our Bad Bob is out floating around on his in the Coast Guard flotilla someplace in Turtle Creek or something, and we have Jim Bremmer.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. For a Monday.
For a Monday?
It's kind of weird. You know, it's like today feels like the 4th of July, but it's not really. You know, it's like this morning I was going to put some patriotic music during the news, but I thought, well, you know, it's the day after. I mean, just it feels like a nothing day in a way.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? It's going to be a good day. It's, you know, we want to share today, and that, you know, it's, you know, our Independence Day. You know, we wanted to make a point last week that that it's so much more than a 3-day weekend, and our listeners helped us do that. I mean, they were calling in all the time, and then it's much more than just a 3-day weekend. It's a day that we should sit back and reflect. And one of the things that happened, I was reading the paper yesterday, and I read the Parade magazine section, and they said, "What does the 4th of July mean to you?" And they asked these 10 or 12 stars, you know, the little quotes up here, stars, what it meant to them. Only one of them actually said, "You know, I think back about the independence of this country." The rest of them said, "Well, you know, I think of barbecues. I think of, you know, being a little family event." Not one person said one word about this being a huge day, the day that we stood up and said we will no longer be under the boot of tyranny.
I think that was Brolin.
Yeah, it was. It was Josh Brolin. And he was the only one that mentioned it of all these other big stars.
Jimmy Smits, is that his name?
Yeah, well, you know what? You're right. He also said his mother said to him, you know, "You have to remember what everything this country has given us." But everybody else, nope. It was just, hey, it's, you know, I remember those barbecues. I remember swimming and sitting in a cold swimming suit watching the fireworks. You know what those fireworks signify there? This was, you know, the rocket's red glare was war.
You know, I agree with you, but I will say that unless you're brought up, like, say, if you're in the Boy Scouts or your Eagle Scouts or you're at, say, maybe the Brownies or 4-H, those kinds of organizations do embrace the flag and they teach you, you know, how to pledge and all those things. And usually church activities will do the same. If you're raised in an environment with Xbox or Z-Box or whatever the heck it is today, and you're not really made to pay attention to those things, you don't know those things. I think it really starts at home with your family.
Well, it does. And speaking of family, I didn't even get a chance to introduce you. Linda, good morning, honey.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you, Jim.
A pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this it's... Well, you know what, you're right, but, you know, I don't use the term iPhones or Xboxes on that as an excuse, but you are right. It's something you've got to be raised with. It should be coming out of your classes in school. It should be in your civics courses, if they even teach civics courses again, which I don't know if they do, but it should be something that people stop and think about, you know, the wars that are going on right now, and that the fact that we have our brothers and sisters and mothers and sons and daughters out there in harm's way on this 4th of July. You know, that's, you know, the fireworks they're seeing aren't exactly the kind that shoot up, you know, accompanied by music. They're usually coming over, and they're accompanied by loud sounds around you. So, hey, look, we got to take a quick break here. We have guests coming in today, and we're going to be talking about things that are going on over the weekend, things that are happening in our city, things that are happening in our nation. We're going to be discussing, it's also open line today, so anything that you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. We are streaming at kcnr1460.com, and if you got just a comment or an email, send it to Linda at kcnr1460.com. Join us after these messages.
If you're hankering, where at least I
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott at 7:13 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. It's going to be a beautiful day.
And it is about, wonderful family times being together. And again, remembering those who've gone before us to be able to give the freedom of our country, the freedom of choice. Today it's going to be 101 degrees. I can't believe it. Starting to get to that triple-digit weather, especially this weekend. But today's going to be, the low will be 68. It was a beautiful day yesterday. It was currently at 74 degrees. And that weather and this weather and tomorrow's weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
It's Monday on a quote, three-day weekend. Okay, can I talk a little bit about Record Searchlight?
Sure.
Okay, Record Searchlight. Again, every so often, Record Searchlight finds the golden acorn. They didn't know in this case. What they were talking about, it's in an editorial, was that they were bemoaning the fact because so many people were going to run for city council. They've been talking change. And in Record Searchlight, it should be interesting. I can probably tell you right now who they're going to back. But, it's a few months away. But I can probably tell you in the three people that they're going to back. Anyway, they talk change, but when people decide to become part of it and make a difference, well, wait a minute, we didn't mean that much change. It's kind of like, it's kind of like when Obama came in, he wants to make change. Whoa, wait a minute. We don't want that much change. We want some change, not too much change. Yeah, Record Searchlight over the weekend was whining about 10 people running for city council. Well, what's the greatest part of democracy? It's being able to vote, right? Vote and running for office. Now, unfortunately, and this is the sad part of where we've gotten in the political structure of our country, people without money can't run for office. That's right. If you don't have money, you're not going to be running for office. Because it's costing more and more and more each time. We're talking about running for state assembly taking hundreds of thousands of dollars or $100,000. And what about the state senate race? How much do you think that costs? Go for governor, $80 million? How about, what would it cost to run against Congressman Herger? I mean, if you're really going to make a run at him, $500,000? More? So what happens is, the people that can run for office, the people that maybe are best and brightest can't afford to run for office, so where do? They start at city council. And what happens? Record Searchlight says, wait a minute. Yeah, we want people to run, but not too many people. We only want three. Because this way, there's too many people running, and it will dilute the number of voters and the choices they have. Record Searchlight. Can't have it all, can you? Hey, let's go to the phones here. Gordon? Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. You're on line one. Welcome to KCNR.
Good morning. Hey, I've been listening to you guys for a little while, and I don't know if you've gone over this yet, but Arnold Schwarzenegger, our governor, wants to pay all of our state workers minimum wage.
Yes, we've been following that.
Yeah. That probably doesn't go for our legislators, does it?
I'm sorry to say, oh, no, it doesn't go to the legislators. No, no.
Yeah.
See, they're on a special schedule because they're special people.
Yeah, aren't they part of the problem?
I would say they're a large part of the problem. How can you have budgeting problems at the state if it's not the state assembly and state senate's fault?
Yeah, so these state workers have to pay for it, but they're doing a semi-crummy job, and they don't have to pay for it. I just wanted to speak out on that, and I think it's terrible.
Well, you know what? This is the place to speak out and for. This is open line. This is your show, Jim. We just providing a microphone for you, but you are absolutely right. The people that are down in the trenches are going to have their pay cut.
Now, does that go for CHP also?
I probably, I don't know, I've got Jim over here shaking his head.
I would think so, yeah.
Did you see that too?
Folks.
Well, you can think, what you need to do is call your legislation and your legislators and Governor Schwarzenegger and tell them thanks for this.
All right, bye,
Paul. Thanks a lot for the phone call, Jim. Okay, let's go back to the Record Searchlight one more time. It's, we've got, like I said, we have 10 people running. And of course, in the Record Searchlight, mentions their names, and already they're trying to have you take sides. But again, going back to the part, it's that the place that people can run, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, is your city council, and even maybe your board of supervisors. Though I think that some people are talking $30,000 to run for city council. $30,000 to run for the city council of Reading. So people can abuse you for the next 2 years in print and anonymously. They can beat you up. Anyway, final thing on that then. So, you know, everybody can make a difference. Everybody can run. So instead of moaning about it, I think that the Record Searchlight ought to stand up and cheer. And, you know, because not all of them are going to make it back down to the election in November. But at least they're up. They're up. And they've said, we want to make a difference. Let's take a quick break here. It's cut all in the bottom. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 at 720 on a Monday morning. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:23 in the morning. You know, we watched a movie last night called I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy about George M. Cohan. And a number of the songs in the life he led, well, according to Hollywood, but the songs he wrote were just outstanding.
It was wonderful. And I love when you're watching TMC? Turner Broadcast. Yeah, TMC. And they give you a little bit of a, you know, history behind the story of James Cagney accepting the role as George M. Cohan, and he didn't want to do it at all. And found out that George M. Cohan was dying and had cancer, and said they knew they were going to play his life story in MGM Grand. And he said, I will absolutely not have you do my life story unless it is played by, it was specifically had to be played by James Cagney. And James Cagney, upon hearing this, so he accepted the role. And later on in his years, when he was getting on, he said the best time of his life, his most favorite movie, and by far the best role was George M. Cohan. And that he, and I couldn't believe watching him dance last night. Again, I giggled. I just, what a song and dance man.
Well, a lot of people don't know is that's the way that Cagney started, was in song and dance, and then got into the gangster, you know, gangster roles, and his life was set after that.
Hey, you know, a lot of times we're looking at, you know, our budget. Of course, every day we're looking at our budget, like what's in my bank account today, and, you know, what, or my CDs paying off, so on and so forth. We've come up with a couple things today upon five habits to keep you broke and five ways to declare your financial independence. There are five ways that you can keep broke. One is paying only minimum balance on your credit card. So, for instance, I know we try to, if we have $29, wouldn't that be nice? If you have a $29 minimum payment, we try to pay $35, $45, $50, try to double it. A number second on this, too, would be buying a brand new car. Five habits to keep you broke. Buying a brand new car. They always say as soon as you leave a lot, you know, of course it goes. These are things, this can be redundant, of course, but it's always nice to hear it again. Number three was surprising for me, smoking.
Well, I think that there's two reasons this was brought up. It's, you know, one is a political side, but, yeah, some people are spending $2,000 a year on smoking.
Number four was having a drafty attic.
Not keeping the weatherproofed, and a lot of the heat and the air conditioning go just blow right out through the top of the house.
And number five was ignoring your student debt.
Well, you know, that's something, you know, that I guess that student debt has gotten to be such a big thing over the past 20 years, I guess. But, you know, it's student debt, it is in some cases, $100,000 or more, and it just keeps building up like that if they're not paying it. I didn't realize that some people were taking out loans for $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 a year just to be able to go through school.
Well, it's the 4th of July, and this holiday is a good time to resolve to clean up your finances. And start freeing yourself from debt, especially because summertime kicks off, and it's oftentimes 2 months of just spending a lot of money, having a good time. So, in order to another five ways to declare your financial independence is number one, pay yourself first. That's number one on the list. We have a tendency to make it a priority only in challenging times to pay ourselves first. Number two, keep an emergency fund. We were talking about that the other day, about in the old days when our grandparents would have cash in the mattress or money hidden in walls. They always had cash to go to, so they always had an emergency fund, no matter what, no matter, even during the Depression. They could have 50 cents in a can, they'd do it.
We know people that put money into in books, and that's where they keep their money. I don't mean buying, like, valuable books. They put money in books. I was really surprised to hear that.
And, again, be smart about your credit cards. In other words, don't get sucked in on deals with TVs or iPods. Don't buy anything until you pay cash just because you have a credit card and there's the, you know, available balance. Don't use it. Live within your means, number four. Or better yet, I love this line, well beneath them. You'll increase your future options. And number five, insure yourself adequately. Make sure your medical, home, and disability insurance policies are in order, along with life insurance if you have a family. A setback could destroy your best intentions.
That's true. You know, if you don't have something to balance it out there. So we know people that keep a couple hundred thousand dollars laying around. I wish we could keep a couple hundred thousand laying around. It's probably Jim Brimmer. Hey, Jim, we got a couple minutes here. Something happened over the weekend that we wanted to talk about. You were being quoted in the paper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a gentleman that you knew that died over
yeah.
the weekend.
Yeah, under, George Newcomb. Yeah. George and I started working together, I think, back in the 70s at KQMS. Later, through the years, ultimately at KNR, another news talk station back in the 90s. But it's quite a shock, especially the circumstances. David Benda from the Searchlight called me Friday morning and told me that George had died. And the circumstances were apparently he was busted for drugs, meth, and marijuana possession. And that was quite surprising to me. George is, I don't know, he's quite a family man, active in his church. I hadn't stayed close to him in some time, but it was really quite a shocker that he, you know, that all that happened under those circumstances. And they don't know the cause of death yet. They're going to be doing an autopsy this week. But George is just a great guy, great newsman. A lot of people just loved to listen to him when he was on the air.
That's what I heard. You know, Bob Malanchi also had known him and had nice things to say about him. You know, the thing is that he was taken to the hospital because, well, they called and they went to, I guess, a rest stop.
Yes.
And picked him up and brought him back, and then they took him to the hospital. And the hospital looked at him and then said he was okay,
mm-hmm.
and then took him back to the jail. And they went in and checked on him. A while later, he was unresponsive and had passed, mm-hmm. which is, you know, it's just it was a tragedy. It's a tragedy all over because to end like this. And not being able to and kind of say, no, this isn't what happened, or this was what happened. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, circumstances were just really bizarre.
Yeah, completely not what something you would associate with this man.
Right, and totally surprising to me.
Oh.
Makes you wonder if there was a double life going on, or if it was just a one-time, just a despair. And we don't know that until it all comes out.
Yeah, and I don't know if we'll ever know.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, coming up, we've got the folks from Enjoy Magazine, James Mazzotta, I think Rhonda Ball, they're going to be joining us. And if pick up the latest issue, really, they just always are outdoing themselves. Each issue just seems to increasingly become more beautiful, wonderful pictures, and tells you what's going on in the North State. So much to be with. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Stay with us. This is KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Hey, it's July 5th at 7:35. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Yeah, that coffee's kicked in. Finally.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Tom. It's Linda's father's birthday. That's where we were at all weekend long, celebrating his birthday.
He put on a big old party and had a band and... It was just a great time. And actually, it was my brother and sister-in-law and Carl and I, and we worked. You know what that is to put on a party? The tables, it was amazing.
Besides the 40 or 50 people, I think the fact of going for your father and We set the Guinness Book of World Records pole dancing. We had 150 women up there pole dancing for your father.
And the margarita machine did not stop. Champion margarita machine. It was just quite the hit. So, yeah. And then we came back today, of course, because we wanted to be here for Enjoy Magazine. But before we go there, this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Hey, Tobacco and Brewed. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, 30 or 40 different types of coffee, fixed 50 or 60 different ways. That's the finest walk-in humidor in the North State. Joe and Shelley have done a lot for our city and our community. They hosted so many events, just like the Veterans Barbecue the other night. Can't say enough about the Back Home Brew. Our guest today have come in and...
Just bang my head up on the microphone. Yeah. It's going to be 103 degrees today, too.
103?
That's okay. I let you know that. Oh, we've got somebody on the call. Got to go there. Bruce, good morning. How can we forget? You're always number one.
Well, good morning, guys. Glad to have you back.
Well,
thank you.
Hey, we're here.
I would talk to you. I think one of the biggest issues that we certainly do have coming is this illegal immigration, which has been going on and on and on and on. And I'm not so sure some of these people kind of change the traction. I'm talking about Doug LaMoffa when he hosted your show while you guys were gone. And I called in to chit-chat a little bit with him about it, and it kind of sounded like he softened his stance somewhat. Hope not, because I do know where Herger's coming from on it, and nothing's going to be done on that end of it.
Softened his stance?
But I think this has really got to be brought to that. We don't comprehensive, we don't rent that out. Let's common sense.
Well, the thing, going back to it again, is one more time, is, and Obama is now bringing up immigration reform. Well, if you're really serious about this, President Obama, seal the borders. Give the troops that the states are asking for, give them the troops. Like the city hall in El Paso, Texas, was hit by bullets over the weekend. That's how, and fire, being fired from across the border.
Yeah, what is it going to take? Because... this is both sides, this problem. You know, we've had the Repubs in there. They had tons of chances and times to do
that. Absolutely.
They would do nothing about it. And they don't have an appetite because it's a too big of a problem to address, they keep saying.
Well, they addressed health care and, with the 2,300-page bill, which we're still trying to figure out what's in it. But, one basic thing they can do, one basic thing is seal the border. Seal the border, and then start figuring out the rest of it. Seal the border, and then do this e-verify where you can see if a person does have a Social Security number before they get a job. Just those two things right there, and then work out the rest of it. And I think that a lot of the problems will cease. A lot of the arguing that both sides are doing will cease. But right now, they're not doing it because they're all political cowards.
Absolutely, and there's the thing lays. Just because one party wants them to work cheap and the other party wants them to vote for them. And
Till
we kill that down, I don't know what it's going to take to really get it off to where they're going to actually have to do something. That's where maybe if they whack somebody in a political position down there on our side of the border from stray bullets from AK-47s, that'll get their attention.
It'll take an attack like Pancho Villa did across the border in Arizona back in the early 1900s, which started the when they went after Pancho Villa down in New Mexico. But that's probably what it's going to take, is a major incident, because neither side wants to do anything about it.
Yeah.
They're posturing again. Hey,
they
Bruce,
surely.
Thanks
Thank
a lot
you.
For your phone call.
Thanks,
you
Bruce.
You bet.
Have a great day.
Well, we still have Enjoy Magazine here.
Enjoy Magazine. We're going to just take you guys past the 8 o'clock hour because there's so much to talk about. I want to ask you about how you can vote online for Dancing with the Stars. Your Enjoy Movies in the Park. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. Let's start the top of this segment with Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. We'll be right back after
these
messages.
Hi, this is Diane from Country. Diane! Just as Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
If you've never seen George M. Cohen,
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
You have to see the movie.
This man is an unabashed, flag-waving patriot. And, of course, it was a movie based on his life. But the songs he wrote are in the movie, and you can't just write songs like that unless you've got a deep love for this country.
And speaking of movies, let's start off with the segment. We're talking with two of the people who make Enjoy Magazine absolutely possible for your reading pleasure here. That's Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. Good morning, and thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning, good morning. And I want to say happy 4th.
Happy 4th.
I know it's the day after, but this place is all about red, white, and blue, so we want to wish you guys a happy 4th.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I guess people are off work, and they are celebrating Independence Day. So
it's a day off for us.
Well, here you are, though. See, your passion.
Yeah.
Because you're here, you say it's your day off, but you're here because you're serving.
Yeah. Yep.
And
this
your
doesn't
way.
Really work. This is awesome. We love coming here, and, you know, just even like that little intro music. It's so great to be in here because the energy is so fun. And, I mean, I love your intro music every time we come on, and it's like I always hit Rhonda up. Let's go. This is going to be great.
Well, let's talk about the movies in the park, speaking of movies, and that what we are going to be seeing this Friday and coming up, and how's it been going?
It has been incredible this year, and Rhonda was there this last Friday night. This whole month of July, we are at the Anderson River Park. We're at the Gaia Amphitheater, and, our first month was June. We were at Caldwell Park, and this is our second season, and our sponsors have been really wonderful this year in stepping up and really providing the funds to license all these movies. Mercy Hospital, Palisadro Pharmacy, Cinerama, in-house marketing and advertising. So, I mean, it's just, it's a wonderful process. And it's free. That's the biggest question I get. We're going to modify our website to let people know. It's free to the public, but the whole premise of this is our nonprofit extension to Enjoy Magazine. And it's a free venue for other nonprofits to stand before the community and gain exposure and allow themselves to get awareness in the public of all the different nonprofits we have here in Reading. And if you feel inclined, you can make a donation to them. So we are having upwards of anywhere from 400 to 800 people a night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, again, this whole month, again, how the process works is we adopt a park each month, June through September, and we adopt a charity to support. So our first month was at Caldwell Park, and we were featuring the North State Symphony. This month we're at Anderson River Park at the Gaia Amphitheater, and we are supporting CASA, which has been around for a while, but I guess fairly new to Shasta County, which is the court-appointed special advocacy, where you as a person, if you feel inclined, can go and you get trained, and then the court appoints you to a child, and you become their voice in the system to help them find their way to a home, a secure environment, and to help take care of them, and it's kind of a mentoring process. And then in August we'll be at the Convention Center Lawn, and our charity for that is going to be the Reading Riverfront Playhouse, which will be exciting because there's going to be a lot of people helping them and supporting them, so that's going to be a good time. And then in September we're going to be for our last month at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. And that's under renovation right now with the city, and so this is really a great opportunity for people to come to a park that's been redone and experience it for a first time again. And we'll be actually supporting the Martin Luther King Center, raising funds for them and their after-school programs and things like that. So
your movie this Friday?
The movie this Friday is going to be American Graffiti. And so this is a great old movie that so many people love and have great memories. And then the rest of the month we'll be doing Field of Dreams, Goonies, and then the last will be The Wizard of Oz, which is Rhonda's favorite. And we're just letting everybody know that we're going to have a costume contest, and we should have a great prize. So come as your favorite character.
Wizard of Oz
character, yeah.
Well, much fun is that?
You know, we had a... during Cool April Nights, we had Paul Lamott and Bo Hopkins here, who both had pivotal roles there in American Graffiti.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. And they still go to shows like Cool April Nights and others throughout the country because people can't get enough of going back to that time of American Graffiti. You know, like they brought the Packard in that the... that Bo Hopkins gang, whatever they were, drove. And it's amazing how people will line up to see them still.
Well, it's a piece of Americana. Yeah. I mean, really, we forget about, you know, our country being as really as young as it is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you look at other countries in their history, I mean, our country is still so young. And so it's not, you know, our past isn't that far away, really. So
yeah.
It's easy to hold on to and go back to.
I still can't get over if I come as Glinda, the Good Witch. How am I going to be comfortable in my
taffeta?
My crinkled taffeta.
You would make an awesome.
Yes, you would.
Oh, thank you. I got to take a break. Are we ready for a break? Or am I?
Yeah, we're ready for a break. Yeah, maybe, if you're not, maybe other people are.
Yeah, we're okay. Well, we're going to talk about what's happening in the magazine, and you can vote for your favorite Dancing with the Stars contestant. We're going to talk about how you can do that after these messages.
This is the annual event you won't want to miss.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 on this July 4th, Independence Day weekend. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. I hope you all thought about those warriors out on the front lines that are away from home. I hope you thought about what exactly Independence Day means to you. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It is 7:54 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. And speaking of veterans, Doug Tooley, the owner, is a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. He's been in business there since 1985. And he guarantees his work. He'll build you an in-home system, a sound system, and a media system that is second to none. We've had phone calls from people so happy that they had done work with Doug. That's B&T Satellite off Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. The phone line here is 244-1988.
It is July 5th, and we are live. Because you said July 4th weekend, I thought, well, maybe somebody thought we pre-recorded the show, but we are live today. It is July 5th. It's going to be 101 today. And we are here with the folks from Enjoy Magazine. Good morning and
good
welcome
morning.
Back.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing, Rhonda?
Oh, pretty darn good.
James?
We're all like some of us. Not all of us are alive.
Okay, well, let's. How about we get inside the magazine and tell us what's going on in this month's issue?
Well, where do we start? I think we've hit another home run here. I heard you earlier saying that we were going to be here, and you were very complimentary about the magazine seeming to get better and better. And, of course, you know, as a producer and part of the team, you never want to, I don't know what would be the word, think highly of yourself or your materials. But I really like this issue. When we're doing this process and we're putting them together, and actually Rhonda is the one that does all the pagination, a lot of that's where the magic happens, is when you're actually constructing and putting things in places. And we always have this kind of thing where we're right before the very end, I look at Rhonda and I'm like, okay, so what's it going to be? And she gives you the thumbs up or thumbs sideways or the thumbs down. And in our personal feel, like, we just have this feel about the magazine. So this one was a really good feeling for everybody. So we're super excited about it.
What's a thumb sideways? I understand up or down.
Well, the sideways is like, you know, I'm not.
I don't think I've ever done a thumbs down.
No, not really.
No.
But we have our favorites. And
right.
It's funny, it's not the same. I mean, something that she loves, Matt might not. Something that Matt loves, I might not. So it is. But there are those ones that we all just go, this is great.
Well, your magazines, especially this one, they pop. And that's I'm a visual person, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at a magazine, you know, each page you want to pore over. And before we go into a little bit further, I mean, just out of curiosity, how many issues in advance do you prepare for?
Well, I'm getting stories for September's issue now. We're working on August, but I have all the stories lined up until December. Some I have for January and February. So, yeah, we're working about 6 months out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, about
this. But we have content. We have contact already in place in Rhonda's calendars for 13 months.
Okay.
So, you know, Rhonda's very good about really stretching out there from content. And then she focuses on 6 months is kind of where, you know, her fingers are in it all the time. And then it kind of just slides down from there.
So you may say, you know what, that'd be great for an October
yeah.
issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great for November.
So our apologies to the North State because, you know, this has become so successful. There are so many people that call and email with just incredible story ideas. And, you know, we want to get to all of them. And we try very hard. But anything that you submit definitely is kept and it is put into the system. And, you know, it gets pulled in as it seems appropriate and when timing is right. And so we're not, it's never us trying to ignore anything. It's just the fact that, you know, when you have 13 months of content that you're managing, you know, you can't always just, you know, make something happen right away. And a lot of people don't realize that we're that far out in production. So they'll say, oh, you know, can you get this story in for this month? And it's like, well, that month's already printed. We're working 2 months out, so.
And we get requests just about every day for story ideas, story pitches almost every day. And we just can't fit them in. And a lot of times what will happen is we'll get an idea that will only work in a certain month. And so we have to move things around to try and get that story in. And it doesn't happen often, but it happens. And, you know, it's maybe an event that's happening that has to be in a certain month. So move around the magazine stories a
like
lot.
A chessboard.
Yeah. And I hate to have a writer write a story that we have to pull because of something else. So I don't like to do that. It's happened, but I don't really
like to. That's probably one of our biggest disappointments of all is that whole story thing, because we just really... there's just so much to share and so many stories to tell, and you can't do it all within the confines of, you know, 8,800 pages every single month.
I bet you love the discovery.
Oh, it's my favorite part.
Yeah. I mean, places and people and things coming out of nooks and crannies that are just like, wow. It probably totally enriches your experience.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, as I mentioned before, and I think Rhonda could attest to this, is the fact that, you know, we went into this thinking, oh, this is gonna be fun and this is great, and, you know, the community has got such an incredible reward from the magazine as far as the storytelling. But who has, I think, benefited even most is our group,
mm-hmm.
because it's just really turned back to us to think, you know, when I go do photo shoots, I think, wow, I've got to be the luckiest person in the world. And it seems kind of corny, but the thing is I'm welcome into people's personal spaces and homes, and they're great, wonderful people. And we have so many great, wonderful people living in Northern California, and they are hidden. And, you know, you just are, like, blown away at what they can do and what they do. And
I think the beautiful thing that we want to share with our listeners, too, is that when you go online, you see even more pictures than are actually in the magazine, correct?
Like, yeah, in some cases, yeah.
Yes.
And we actually are just in the process of updating our website, so we're really excited. Our website's being expanded to allow you to see all issues that have been produced, and they're all now going to be searchable. So you can just type in a word, and you will get all the articles that have that content. So it's going to have a lot better ability for people to come and actually search and look for what they want to see specifically.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the stories in Enjoy magazine. And again, we're going to talk about the Dancing with the Stars, which is the big Shasta County style event happening next Saturday,
awesome.
Or this Saturday, July 10th.
Yep.
We're all lining up for that one, and we're going to find out, how do you get to vote online for your favorite contestant?
Have you seen the excitement? How much these fundraisers are just going crazy out there?
Yeah.
You know, they had. And we're going to talk about, maybe even talk to one of them, but, you know, having to drag him away because at that point he was delirious from being out someplace for 36 hours.
He was
straight.
Right across the street from us. We saw the whole thing happening.
Watching him slowly deteriorate in front of us.
Yeah. Well, he's on another station at the same time. Hopefully he'll call in because we want to hear about his experience.
Yeah, we like to talk to him because we're having. Every one of them are on the show here.
Every single one of the contestants.
Yeah, Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's July 5th, KCNR 1460. It is 8:06 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott here. We're joined by Jim Brimmer today. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com. Now, that doesn't mean we're just streaming on your computer. If you have your iPhone, you can hear us.
Right here.
You can hear us on iPods. We stream everywhere. We hear from people in Newfoundland. We hear people all over the United States come back and go, where the hell is Redding?
The last time we were on, we had somebody from, what was it, Boston, Massachusetts.
That's right.
Boston coming in, and what we can tell them today, it's going to be, what, 103 today?
It's currently 70 degrees. It's going to be 101 today. Am I wrong with
it's
that?
It's 77.
Oh, 77!
Already.
See you blink, and all of a sudden it goes up 5 degrees. That's kind of living in the North State during the summer season.
Yep.
Our guest this morning is the managing editor of Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Ball, and James Mazzotta, who is...
A bunch of stuff.
bunch of things. You know, you basically are the head honcho there. You
not
and your
at
wife
all.
Started this. You started Enjoy Magazine and then brought the crew together. Correct?
Not really. I mean, it was really, you know, what we started first was our in-house marketing and advertising, and that was because you know, we all worked for KMS as an in-house group, and then KMS was sold to a corporation in Japan, and. Everybody left, and we all just brought the whole team together from KMS to start it. And the magazine, I will say, not selfishly, was something that I kind of brought up. But Rhonda was the one that actually finally pulled the trigger and made it happen.
So Rhonda is the, you know, when you talk about the movers and the shakers.
Yes, she is.
You're basically the big shaker.
Oh, uh-huh. I don't know about that. But
you guys absolutely. You know what's really cool is that that's the beautiful partnership in your team. You're really all about team.
Yeah,
there's
about
no
team.
I in team, right?
Absolutely
so it's about the gang got
yep.
together and started this incredible magazine.
There's no R in team either.
Yeah,
or no L.
Yeah.
Jim and I are having a great time with this one. Hey, is there a Q in team?
All right, so let's
how many
talk
Qs
about
are there in team?
You're Dancing with the Stars.
All right,
that's what we keep saying we're going to do, and then we get off on tangents because it's so easy. That's what's so great about the magazine. You can just kind of roll out Dancing with the Stars.
How do you vote online? I mean, when did this concept begin?
This actually, we did this kind of not last minute, but later last year. We thought, you know, we have this great website that offers a lot of traffic, and there are a lot of people that want to attend but don't necessarily want to go attend the show, but want to participate, I should say, not attend. And so we thought, you know what, the real reason was Yvonne, my wife, was one of the stars last year, and so we wanted to create an avenue. It was selfish in the beginning, I should say.
She did a beautiful job, by the way.
Well, thank you. She was
absolutely... For those who were not there.
Absolutely terrified. So it was really out of her comfort zone, and I was very proud of her. But we wanted the ability for people to donate to her, and so what we said is, you know, how can we do that? And so we said, well, you know, we've got a perfectly good website. Let's build it. And so from there... we decided that we would just offer that every year for that program because we're one of our salespeople, our sales manager, Michael O'Brien, is very involved in the Women's Refuge, and he works with them a lot in a lot of different ways. So it's a very important cause to his heart, and so we wanted to support him in that as well and give the community as many opportunities as to collect money. And so we posted it. And so this year, again, if you feel so inclined about a specific dancer this year, you can actually donate directly to them by going to enjoymagazine.net, and you will see it right on that homepage. There is a little thumbnail ad that you click, and it'll take you right to the page that allows you to start the process to vote and donate money to that specific dancer. And what we do is then we get a notification. A copy is printed for Rhonda to be filed, and then that information is placed into a special folder in our system. And then usually the night of the contest, we collect all the data, and we seal it and give it to the powers that be so that they can add those votes for the dancers in totality. And then after that, we just basically pull the funds from the account and hand it over to the Women's Refuge.
Well, it sounds like a great... I mean, no, this is super. I mean, you know...
Love our community.
You're making it available to people for this. You know, this has been a tough year for all of the...
It is.
All of the organizations that relied on getting help from the state,
mm-hmm.
and from government because of the mess that we are in the state.
Yeah.
And so I've noticed how the city of Reading in the North State has stood up to help organizations. And when you do things like this again is just, it's not just a publicity for these that people do or that you give to them,
mm-hmm.
but you know, this is, you know, letting people come to you, you're taking the paperwork, taking that burden off the off the women's shelter and then doing it.
And I love, that's what I love about the North State, is we really do come together, and there are so many opportunities around to help. It's sometimes a little overwhelming, but, you know, you just have to pick and choose what's close to your heart and then, you know, take action. And so, you know, and everybody needs help. I mean, you know, it's turning back to us. I mean, so many of us are actually hurting it ourselves. But even in the process of people hurting, they still find a way to help other people. And that's awesome. And it seems also the charities and things like that in the North State are very selfless.
We have to take a break, but we're going to be right back. We're talking to Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. We've not done this before. Would you like to take us out?
Where are we going?
On this break.
A date? Let's go out.
Take us out on this break.
We'll be right back and just... I don't know. I've never taken anybody out like this before. So
this is KCNR, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, it is 8:15 in the morning, exactly 77 degrees. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Finest Walk In Humidor in the North State, Espresso Joe's, 40 different types of coffee, 60 different ways to fix them. You want it, they've got it. They've also got a great room there to drink the coffee, have free Wi-Fi, Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley, great Americans, help our community a lot.
Our guests this morning are Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine. Welcome back to the program if you're just tuning in. And gosh, you guys have something really exciting that's going to be this another one of your brainchild additions to the North State. Can you share that with our listeners?
Go for it, Rhonda.
Enjoy the store.
Enjoy the store.
And actually, James should really talk about it because this is his baby, and he's been working really, really hard to get it up and running. We're getting close, and hopefully it'll be a couple more weeks?
That's
come on.
Help me out here. There's the push.
Okay.
There's the push.
Okay.
She's my driver, you know. I come up with ideas, and then she drives them home. So.
Okay. Well,
so
that's cool.
Enjoy the store. And we know we've been touting it for a little bit, but we are getting closer and closer to opening our doors. We're super excited. This month in this issue, we actually on page 75, have a double-page spread in there, which is the kickoff of our new feature that will be in the magazine each month that's called What's in Store. And again, the premise of our store is really the people's store, and Yvonne has coined a nice phrase that is part of it, which is a modern rendition of a small-town classic. And it was really a perfect fit when we were thinking about this to the magazine as an extension. So we're creating a store for local and regional producers of products to have a place to put their products. These are the people that have great, great products that don't necessarily have the ability to get them into mainstream market. I can't say enough when we were talking earlier about how we get invited into their homes and their spaces, and those are the things when we're there, besides just writing a story on what that is that they do, you get to see their other hidden treasures, their other talents. And I kept saying, you know what, we need to bring these talents and bring them to market. And so that's what the store is going to do. What we're trying to create is an environment where you can come in and pick very personal gifts. You can actually pick things that show to the person that you're buying for that you've spent some time thinking about them. And also products that really represent where we live. We have a section in the store that's going to be called BYOB, which is Build Your Own Basket, and the whole premise is that you can build a nice gift basket for somebody. And when you check out, we are generating a card that will go in the basket that identifies each product in the basket and give it a small bio so that you understand more.
I love that. See, that's very unique.
Yeah, so we're hoping they're going to be in baskets or ambassadors of the North State in these basket forms. Great for businesses that may be trying to court a family to move to the area, or hospitals for doctors and, you know, their wives that are concerned about leaving maybe a big city to come to a small town and what it has to offer. So they'll get a great basket, kind of giving them a really personal a selection of a variety of things that are from our area, a copy of Enjoy Magazine, so that they understand what a great community and region that we live in. And also there's a feature in our store that we call the Communitree, and we have a couple of trees that are erected in the space. And we're going to use those for promotional items, but several times during the year we're going to use them for the ability to do charitable work. And, you know, maybe we will adopt a class, maybe we'll, you know, I'm not sure on everything at this point, but if they have needs, you'll be able to come pick a leaf off of a tree that's in the shape of a child's hand, that's something specific that you might be able to buy in the store, and then donate to them, and we would get that product to them. We're going to have a lot of things in there, like one of the things that I think Rhonda found, there's a woman here in town that makes crayons. And it does seem crayons, but they're made of a bunch of discarded old crayons, and she reshapes them into animal shapes. And so they're just really cute and a lot of fun, but great for young children's classrooms, because it's not only, you know, a crayon, it's a butterfly, it's a horse, it's a...
And it's recycled.
And well,
it's
you
recycled.
Have yep. the ability when one comes, let's say, like for instance, Carl's sister and brother-in-law came here from Tennessee. They want to put together, because they're so excited about stuff that's going on here, and it'd be like a CD and wine and the crayons and the mm-hmm. jewelry or whatever, the wonderful things you'll have. Will you be able to have at some time the way to package that and send it?
Yeah, my hope is that we will offer that as a service. That, you know, one point we're going to even have an online store version of the store, so that you wouldn't necessarily even have to come in if you didn't want to. You could actually click these items, and we would put a basket together for you, and you could come pick it up.
Love it.
Or we would be able to pack it out and ship it.
Well, I like the idea.
We don't mind internet shopping as long as it's
right.
local.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I take the best of both worlds.
Right.
It's internet, but it's all local products.
Yeah. And we love the idea, again, of putting those baskets together and being able to send them to people who don't live from the North State to share our community mm-hmm. with those who live around the country.
That's right. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. Carl on the bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
The average adult is issued.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. That was Paradise by the Dashboard Light with Meatloaf. 8:23 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest is the staff of Enjoy Magazine, one of the premier, if not the premier, magazine
in the state. Our managing editor, Rhonda Ball, right now. Good morning, and tell us about the story, and also James Mazzotta. But tell us about one of the outstanding stories this month.
Well, a couple of my favorite ones. I'll start with the Todd Thompson story. Todd Thompson is 31. He lives in Cottonwood, and he's getting ready to go to the X Games in Los Angeles the end of July. He's a motocross racer, and he is racing with a prosthetic leg. And he lost his leg when he was 19 racing. And it's inspiring. This story is really inspiring. He's just a really neat guy. He's a family guy, and he hopefully is going to do really well. I think he is going to do really well in the races and the X Games. And so we have this story.
It's a really cool story to look at graphically too. Matt did an awesome job for. From a visual
great shots there.
Yeah,
great shots there. You know, he was rated seated number one, and there's only six people qualified for this in the world, and he was seated number one.
Yep. And he came in the office last week and got some magazines and just seems like a really super nice guy.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for him, and another local person that's doing great stuff.
That's great.
And speaking of him coming in the office and getting magazines, one of the things that I wanted to mention, and again apologize for, but one of the few things that we hear about is, you know, how do I get the magazine? Where do I get the magazine? Well, fortunately and unfortunately for us, the magazine has become so popular that if you don't get your issue within probably the first 8 to 12 days after it launches, you may not get a copy. And that's how fast the magazines are going now. And quite often they're gone everywhere in town, except our office. So from time to time, you know, if you can't find them anywhere, give us a call, see if we have some issues still at the office, and that's where you'd have to come down and pick up a few of the back issues that we kind of just hoard off to the side.
We kind of hide them in the back.
But seriously, it's unbelievable. We'll drop off hundreds at locations, and they'll be gone in 3 or 4 days.
One of the things we want to add before we go to the next story, Rhonda, is that once a month, you come on the first Monday of every month, and we're going to have whoever is being the highlighted artist or
producer. Oh, for the store, yeah.
For the store, yeah.
We forgot to mention that, and I'm glad you reminded us, because it's actually a really great thing here. Like we are here today, and when the store actually launches, we will be discussing whoever the feature product is, and potentially even have them here with us to say hi and just give an introduction, because those individuals that we'll be featuring each month will have a meet and greet opportunity where we will open the doors and stay open late for the community to come into the store and actually meet the producer and do either book signing, listen to their music, CD signing, food tasting, that kind of thing. So we will have them as part of this presentation on the first Monday morning, so that you guys can you know, get to meet them and help drive people to the store.
Perfect
for
fit.
The products, yeah.
Great. Okay, tell us about another story that is a zinger.
Another one of my favorite stories is a story about Jeff Lighthall, and he is a school teacher at Rother Elementary School, and he's been a teacher for years and years. And in fact, he was Carrie's, who wrote the story. She was her sixth grade teacher, so she was
Carrie Regan.
So she was really excited to do the story because she knows him, and he was one of her most inspirational teachers. But he has a group of called Shasta Skippers, and it's a jump rope competition group, and he's been doing it for 25 years. Great, great way to get some exercise for kids. And they've traveled. He's taken his team all over the place. They've been to Germany and France. They've been to Disneyland, Disney World. They've done halftime shows at Sacramento Kings games. And just a really neat group of kids that like to jump rope and get some good exercise.
Go Kelly and Natalie.
Yeah.
And they also have won national championships, and also have a gold medal at the Junior Olympics as well.
You know, anybody, and Natalie can do this. And you've got a photo in here. She can be sitting flat on the ground, sitting up flat on the ground, and jump rope.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's something not right about this.
It's called youth.
Yeah. Do you remember when they had
she could tense herself and somehow bounce off the floor. Like
they
that.
Did jump across California, and at a certain time they had
Guinness Book of
World
Records.
Yeah, they set a record. Yeah. People jump roping at the same time. Okay, yeah. What else have we got? We've got a couple minutes left.
Oh, boy.
Wanted to mention is that the Lighthalls are a really fascinating family as well. Jeff Lighthall's wife is Candace Lighthall, and Candace actually is a huge advocate for us, because I have a son with autism, and she is an autism expert. And actually, her book that she produced, we helped with that, and my twins are on the cover of the book, because I have twins, and one is typical, and one is on the spectrum. And they just have an incredible aptitude towards children with needs, and so does their son.
Bryce
Lighthall as well. So they're just a really very dynamic and wonderful family. So we're blessed to have them here in the North State.
Yeah. We're blessed in many ways being up here in the North State that people sometimes don't realize.
Yeah.
Got a minute left.
John Lee Hooker Jr. is going to be at the Mossbrae Music Festival at the Dunsmuir Botanical Gardens on July 24th. And that should be a really good show. Allison and Victor are going to be opening for them, and they're two of my favorite people too. So that's going to be exciting, and he's from Sacramento, but he's well-known all over the world. And
in this month, we're also covering Modoc County. So another feature in the magazine that started recently is that we actually do kind of a little in-depth spread on the different counties of the North State.
Well, you know what? We sure have enjoyed you all being here. And once a month, once a month you'll be here, the first Monday of every month. We're going to talk from 7:30 to 8, and we've spread it out a little bit longer because we started a little bit later. About what's going on in our community and with your great
magazine. And Enjoy Magazine. Thanks so much for being our guests.
Thank you.
Coming in on this 5th of
July. We love this. Yeah. And we love you guys.
Thank you.
Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:35 in the morning. Hey, somebody needs to tell me, does Michael Steele, who is the Republican Party leader, has he ended his stint as the leader of the Republican Party? Has he finally stepped into it for the last time? I mean, people are fired up about things he has said. You know, in the past, there's been some things that have happened. He has said a few things, but you know that people say things. Then, of course, there was the debacle of the Young Republicans having their meeting in a strip joint or something like that. I guess it was an adult dancing place. But on Thursday, Steele was videotaped while criticizing Obama's decision to bolster the Afghanistan war effort. "This is a war of Obama's choosing," said Steele, chairman of the Republican National Committee. "This is not something the United States had actively prosecuted or wanted to engage in." Well, take a step back there, Steele, because George Bush and our country voted almost unanimously to get into that war in Afghanistan. And, you know, and for other people on the other side, I know you don't remember this, but they also voted almost unanimously to get into the war in Iraq, too, even though that Kerry and Clinton and all these people conveniently forget their votes a few years later and were proven to be wrong, by the way, as far as that war being winnable. Because here's what Steele said. Steele said the war is not winnable, or words to that effect, because everyone who has tried over 1,000 years of history has failed. Well, I tell you what, you know, Michael Steele, we went into Afghanistan and took out the Taliban in a short period of time. Building that country is difficult. Now, do I disagree with the fact that it's now Obama's war? No, it is. It is Obama's war to win or lose. Afghanistan is Obama's war now, just like Iraq is Obama's war. One of the things he talked about was getting out. Well, he hasn't gotten out of Iraq yet, though they are drawing down. And in Afghanistan, he put in 32,000 more troops. The question about that is when you put in 32,000 more troops, and already he's talking about pulling them out next July, is, you know, what kind of strategy is that? You know, if it's driven by events on the ground, that's one thing. But if it's an arbitrary time date, then every man that gets killed, every man and woman that gets killed over there because some kind of posturing President Obama is wrong, and it should be on your conscience for the rest of your life if it's just political posturing. If there is a strategy that's associated with this, that's fine. If it's not, again, every one of those deaths should weigh heavy on your heart and on your conscience. But Michael Steele, I think, has you know what, it's a continual thing. You know, in the Democratic Party, they revel in this, but Republicans, for some reason, eat their young. But sometimes you can go too far. We used to laugh about Dean. I can't remember Dean's name, but he headed up the Democratic Party. You know, he used to be Governor Dean, and people would laugh at the things he said and the things he did. But only thing he did was deliver the nation to the Democrats in the election. So I guess whatever you say was okay. And The campaign for governor, they are already saying that...
No. Who's they?
Well, this is... Some of the Democrats are really nervous about the campaign and what's happening. They're already saying is that Brown is far behind. That Meg Whitman took a deep breath after whipping Poizner and whipping him badly. I mean, just trouncing him. And she turned around and took on Brown. And I tell you what, if you see a television commercial and Brown looks younger than 96 on it, then you've seen a different commercial than I have, because Meg is going after him. I tell you what, before we get into this, let's go to the phones here. David, good morning. You're on KCNR. I'm sorry, Damon. Daniel.
No, this is Daniel.
Okay, I just can't read Jim's writing here.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning to you.
Hey, what's up, Daniel?
Well, yeah, you brought a couple things up, and, you know, I remember Jerry Brown and his daddy before that, even though I was pretty young for his dad. And it's pretty interesting, the state of affairs and the state of the way the state was when they were in charge there as governor. You know, that was with the Democrats and in both, you know, the legislature and the governor, and it really got fouled up then.
Well, you know, people say that Brown left a big surplus, but I understand that that's not necessarily true.
Well, you know, it depends on how you cook the books, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, that's, you know, I've heard that, you know, that, well, wait a minute, and not so faster, that surplus wasn't what people thought it was, or even if there was a surplus. But that's something that we're going to have to, you know, delve into, because I'm sure that that's going to be brought up, you know, numerous times between now and November.
But I wanted to also touch on Mr. Steele. You know, if you're going to have somebody in charge of a party like the Republicans, you know, and you want somebody who's also conservative, you need somebody that's going to help to establish a good platform, good party line, and then stick to it. And right now, you know, we've got a man up there who he seems like he's all over the board, cannot be consistent, and doesn't think about the things that he says. And that's a job where you're so far out in the public and in the arena that he is in, he needs to be very thoughtful, very careful of everything that comes out of his mouth.
Well, you know, and you're absolutely right. And so because it's going to be a tough fight this year. It's going to be a tough fight in 2010 and 2012. And every time that somebody like this says something, you know, like, you know, if you're such a student of history, has he not understood that, you know, that the one thing you don't do is engage in a land war in Afghanistan? You know, that could have been John Kerry speaking, or that could have been Clinton speaking, or that could have been Obama speaking while Bush was his president. Not for a Republican to say, because it doesn't help the party, just like you said, Daniel.
Well, you know, when you engage in verbal flatus like that, it just gets to the point where you can't continue to excuse yourself. Maybe it's time to leave the room.
Yeah. Hey, Daniel, thanks for the phone call. We have to take a break here.
Take care.
Hey, this is Carl Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, yeah.
Are you walking on sunshine?
Walking on sunshine. 8:45 in the morning. It is about 80 degrees. It's going to be pushing hard
101 today.
Yeah.
Triple digit.
Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, right down off Airport Road, right down from Burrito Bandito. They've been serving local customers since 1985, and the boss, the big kahuna, Doug Tooley, veteran of the 82nd Airborne, guarantees his work. He will bring you a home entertainment system, reasonably priced. He'll put that satellite in there. He will give you a deal like you can't believe. That's Doug Tooley on B&T Satellite off Airport Road, just down from the Bandito, Burrito Bandito. Look for those little satellites out in front. Phone lines there are 244-1988. Give Doug a call.
Okay, going to let you know about a couple things that are happening here. I-5 construction is going to be slowing traffic in Red Bluff. It's going to force Interstate 5 motorists to slow down and squeeze into fewer lanes. Starting Tuesday, crews will switch all northbound I-5 traffic into the southbound lanes from Adobe Road interchange to 5-3 miles south. Motorists on that stretch will have two lanes in each direction separated by a concrete barrier and must observe a 50-mile-per-hour speed limit. Also, if you're going to be out, about, and camping and walking the trails, Whiskeytown National Recreation Area is going to close some campsite, roads, and trails in the Brandy Creek area from Wednesday through July 16th as crews are thinning the forest. Some of the trails are going to be Brandy Creek Falls, Rich Gulch, Salt Gulch, Peltier Valley, Papoose, and Monarch. And the primitive campsites at Brandy Creek and Sheep Camp will remain closed.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, there's a lot of things going on. Yeah, I tell you, closing down 5 is, or at least slowing it down, is going to have a huge impact. It's during the summer here. Okay, it's going back to Governor Brown, or I should say former Governor Brown's campaign. What they're saying is they think, you know, these are Democrat strategists. A veteran consultant says he's not going to be competitive at the beginning of the campaign. We just have to live with that. Does that make people nervous in the Democratic Party and Brown supporters? Of course it does. Of course, Brown says, don't worry about it. Meg Whitman, who won the Republican nomination to run for governor, it was a landslide, is already saying she's going to put $91 million of her own money into the effort. $91 million into the effort. Is that above the 80 she spent already in the preliminary? I don't know. That's an awful lot of money. Hey, look, let's go to the phones here. Coach Bob, you're on KCNR.
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday, America.
Yeah.
Great.
And good fireworks last night, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Very enjoyable. Smiley faces. How do they do that? Chinese are pretty good at gunpowder, aren't they?
Well, they invented it. They should be good at it.
They're also good at it. I have a gripe. It's not about you guys.
Phew.
So you know, I wouldn't do that to you on a... federal holiday like this. I'm driving south on Bocelli Lane, and this is happening to me quite a bit. I'm on my way to South Bonneville on my way home after morning coffee and the paper. I have to come to a stop at one of the dumb lights in Reading, as opposed to a smart light, at the intersect of the parking lot of Blue Shield. I get a red light. I'm stopped there listening to you guys on the radio, which isn't a bad thing, but I'd rather be moving when I do it. I come to a complete stop, and I'm looking around. There's nobody in front of me, nobody behind me. There's not a soul in the parking lot. The place is closed today, folks. But the red light stops traffic from moving. Why couldn't they have just put in a trip wire at that parking lot so people coming out could then get a green light? But otherwise, if they're closed all day, it never, ever turns red for anybody going north or south. What would have been so hard about that? I don't get it.
Well, nothing would have been hard about it, but it meant, you know, thinking ahead a little bit. The fact is that since they probably made them pay for the light, they could have had them make them, they could have made them put that in there.
So yeah,
the only time it trips is if somebody is in there leaving from the Blue Cross.
Yeah, and then it makes sense. Otherwise, you stop progress of everybody going north or south when the business isn't even open.
You know, I think that's one of the things, you know, little things that irritate people is that you come to a light, there is nobody around, and you sit there for 2 minutes, which doesn't seem like a lot until you're just sitting there, and you watch the rest of the lights just, you know, click on around you, and then you can go.
Well, that's the deal. And as a quick aside, I'm going to send you an email. I won't repeat it over the air. You wouldn't want me to. But one of the slogans back when Brown ran originally, I'm going to refresh your memory as to what it was. It was a great bumper sticker, but you don't want to hear it over the air. So I'll send it to you in an email. You're both adults.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Coach Bob.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Coach Bob's a good guy. He's and by the way, he takes us to task every so often there on things like changing subjects in the middle of something crazy.
He interacts with us.
Yeah, that's right.
We love it.
We're going to take a quick break here before we go into our last segment. Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
This is the...
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. It is 8:56 in the morning. Good morning there, Linda.
Good morning. It's 82 degrees right now. It's going to be 101 today. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. But let's take our caller. Good morning, and you are on line one. Jim, you're on KCNR.
Good morning. Hey, there's a couple things I wanted to hit on here, but the one was that George Newcomb thing there on how they wrote that article up in the newspaper.
Yeah.
They didn't say anything about the person that was riding with him, and those drugs, there were drugs found in his car. They could have been their drugs and not his drugs.
They could have been.
And they didn't say anything about whether the other person was arrested or anything. It just kind of looked like they wanted to kind of trash a... I don't know if they really wanted to trash a person, but they just kind of made it look like he did something wrong, you know.
Yeah, and she disappeared from the story, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not, you know, I like to see that brought back up and kind of hit on that part there, because somebody that's lived and it's not done anything wrong and not been a known person to do that kind of stuff, to have this kind of story come out on them and trash them right the last bit is kind of a sad thing.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
People do things, you know, I like to see more stuff instead of writing a story and not finish it up about the other person.
Yeah.
And the other thing is there, that Pete Stiglitz, he ran a very, very good campaign for the amount of money he spent.
Yeah.
And to come out as good as he did. And I think if he had a lot more money, he'd have beat Wally. But you know one thing he didn't do? He didn't trash Wally, not one bit.
He ran a clean campaign.
You bet.
He did. And you know, that was kind of what I was getting at, was if you don't have the money, it's difficult to get out there, especially against an incumbent, you know, at the congressional level, where you have to go out and cover a lot of territory. Well, you can do it. You can just wear yourself, you know, wear yourself out traveling. But you need to have radio. You need to have TV. You need to have, you know, signs everywhere. And that just takes a lot of money. And, you know, unless you've got big backers, and Pete was looking at running this campaign you know, real straight, you know, and not beholden to people. But still, you know, you need the money to have to compete.
Right, yeah. You know, I'd like to see something here that when a person runs for office, check their, have them do their financial statement up front before they run for office. And then when they finish office, run a financial statement and see if they've got, you know,
you see,
if they're just as poorly worthy when they went in.
Well,
when they went in.
I think there was a study one time that showed that there was nobody that ever lost money while being a senator or a congressman. And some of them had made a lot of money while they were in office. Some of them may be astute businessmen. Maybe some came from other, you know, came from their families or whatever. But, you know, I don't like to get into the, you know, into a class warfare between rich and not rich. I'm just saying is that, you know, here are these 10 people going to run for city council, and even city council they're talking about it's costing $20,000-$30,000 to run. I mean, my gosh, you know, it's I find that really kind of scary that even at the city council level in Reading.
Yeah,
that it can cost that much. I know others run on a much smaller budget than that, of course, and succeed.
Yeah, well, I think that when a politician goes in, I think they're supposed to put their finances into like a blind study or a blind trust or something.
Yeah.
Well, the blind trust do really well for them, so I'd like to find out who the people that run these blind trusts and put some money in for them.
Yeah,
have them run for me too.
Yeah, maybe they can, you know, maybe take care of our money, have them run the government or something. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot. We got to run.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy Independence Day. We want to thank you, Jim Bremer, for coming in today.
My pleasure.
This has been supposedly one of your days off, and you're always so wonderful. You're such a great help to us. We want to really thank you so much.
Pshaw.
Oh no! A huge shout out for you. I mean, you and our other people, but you've been here from the very beginning, including coming in on Christmas Day when we were first starting. That's for sure. Now that was, you know, that's an act of love for radio. You know,
you've been doing radio for how long now?
Oh, started about 40 years ago. Been out actually for a few years until I started with you guys.
Well, we're going to keep you in radio as long as we're in radio.
Yeah, that's fun,
and maybe beyond. So. Okay, this week we got a bunch of we have a number of guests coming up this week. Some surprise guests. We're going to try and make that run up to Hayfork to see just how bad the marijuana problems are up there, and bring that report back. We're talking about bringing county supervisors down here and to be talking about what's going up there. Just a number of different subjects that are impacting on us, especially on the political scene already. Already things are heating up in our city council, and you know it's 10 council people running for council, so we're going to have every one of them on. We may start that this week. This has been a great Independence Day weekend.
And thank you to Enjoy Magazine for coming on and sharing so much with us. And, of course, mark your calendars this Saturday for Dancing with the Stars. It's going to be a great, great show, really celebrating the North State and the Shasta Women's Refuge.
And anything that we can do to help that, we're going to do that. Now, we're going to end the show here. Is that in that countdown include that? Okay, so we've got it. Okay. We're going to end the show with John Wayne. And giving the Pledge of Allegiance, and something a little bit different. And, you know, this is not something that happens every day, but, you know, the 4th of July, our Independence Day, our Declaration of Independence doesn't happen every day. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You are listening to KCNR Shasta, Reading.